Edge with Chris Graham.
Let's talk some VMI football. Chris Graham here on the podcast. It was VMI Football Media Day this week, and folks who follow the podcast regularly, you've been listening the last couple of years, you know that in addition to, yeah, we have a lot of UVA coverage here on the podcast, but I've worked for, I think this will be my fifth football season. Go back and make sure that's the case, but I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure. Fifth football season, calling games on the radio, and one game a year on TV for VMI and for ESPN3 in the case of the TV games. And I'm going to run this program for a while and really enjoy this program in a different way than I guess I do, you know, the ACC coverage that we provide here on Augusta Free Press. You'll hear it later when we talk with VMI coach Scott Wackenheim. You know, VMI is special. I mean, it's a special case. You're talking about young men who are going to eventually go into the military. They're going to be doctors and lawyers and CEOs. But in the meantime, they're playing football. And they're playing college football at the Division I level, the FCS level, and the toughest FCS conference there is. Six of the nine teams got votes in the preseason top 25 at the FCS level coming into this year. Two of them in the top 25, ETSU just outside of the top 25. I mean, it's a conference. I think four teams made the playoffs last year. They actually have playoffs at the 1AA, the FCS level, that don't just involve four teams. Novel concept. FBS maybe look into that for the future. It's tough. I mean, at VMI, where you know the admission standards are so high and the requirements on the young men are just so many. I mean, in addition to you know being a student athlete, which is tough enough at the college level, all the training and all the emphasis on the military aspect at VMI, it's a tough go. Scott Wackenheim going into his fifth year at VMI, and he's got a background. I mean, he's the ideal guy for a place like VMI. He's a military guy himself. He was a 4-year letter winner, 4-year starter at Air Force. Served in the Air Force, then went back and was a graduate assistant there. He's had stops at, well, he had 1 year with the Washington Redskins on their staff. He's been in Arkansas and Colorado. He was at UVA before taking the job at VMI. And so, you know, a guy like that's going to have a special sort of approach to coaching and building a program at a military school. Again, it's just a different beast. It's a different beast than what I do when I cover ACC sports. And so we're going to interview here on this podcast. We've already run the video, so if you want to go to YouTube, you want to go to our website and see, you can actually watch these interviews. They're between 4 and 5 minutes long each with Scott Wackenheim, and then starting quarterback Reese Udinski, and also the defensive leader, fifth-year senior cornerback Rick Trotman. But we'll get some insight into the program with these gentlemen. We want to start with Coach Wackenheim and his mantra. You'll hear him say it. You'll hear his players repeating it when we hear those interviews later on in the podcast. It's win time and 1-9. This is a program coming off of 1-10 season in 2018, but a lot of close losses. And so the feeling is, hey, if we can just you know sort of account for what we need to account for in those in turn some of those close losses into wins, this is a VMI program that has not had a winning season dating back to the early 1980s. There is optimism, at least on the post, that this could be the turnaround season. And let's go ahead and talk with Coach Wackenheim right here.
First off, just talk about the expectations for the team for this season. Maybe the media doesn't have a lot of expectations, but internally you guys are working hard towards a positive 2019.
Yeah, I think it's win time and 1-9 is what we're talking about on the football team. And I think that for a lot of reasons, we got 16 starters back, including, Reese Gadinski, who's, in my opinion, the best quarterback in the Southern Conference. But he was picked second team preseason SoCon. Javion Laura also preseason selection coming back at wide receiver. And you got Rohan Martin, Jake Harris, and Michael Jackson that help him out there. Alex Ramsey at running back. Four O-linemen that saw significant time in ball games next year and who are playing much better and much more physical so far in training camp. 9 starters back on defense, a lot of competitive depth over there. And, you know, A.J. Smith leading the show is a first-team all a preseason SoCon and last year an academic All-American. So increased competitiveness. You have to fight for your position now. I also think our special teams are much improved. Grant Clemens and Reed King are off to a great start in preseason, and so I think that's what the positive atmosphere is all about, and that will lead us to winning some of those close games that we've experienced in the first 4 years.
Yeah, you're having so many guys back on defense. You were so young last year. It got better as the season went on, clearly. How important is it that you have so much experience back defensively, and that can really help, you know, this team with those win those close games in the end?
Yeah, I think we can be more proactive on defense. You know, the first 3 years we kind of came in with a unique style of playing the 3-4 defense, and, you know, arguably we played as good a defense over a 3-year span that VMI has in a long, long time. And then I think year four, some of the people got tired of and started scheming us up a little bit. So, you know, we're gonna be a little bit more proactive, and we have experienced guys that know what they're doing, and we can get away with doing that. You know, last year we had to kind of keep it simple for those young guys to know what to do. I think there's increased confidence from those guys because they're making plays in practice, and it's exciting to see.
On offense, you have an offense back now that's second year under its coordinator, Brian Shepherd. A lot more experience in that. And that offensive unit got better as the season went on last year too. But now with that year under their belts, I would say the expectations are probably pretty high for that side.
It's very high for that side, and again, it starts with Reese Udinski, who's our signal caller, at four receivers that he's comfortable throwing the ball to. We've got to be a better running football team. We got to give not allow turnovers as high a rate as we did last year, and get some yards after the catch, which will make us more explosive, and we've been working on that. But again, you know, it's Coach Shepherd's second year with the air raid offense, our kids' second year in it, and, you know, Billy Koch is coming back, and, you know, so the receivers and quarterbacks are all on the same page. So I'm excited to see what that unit does this season.
SoCon is such a grind. I can only imagine how tough it is for you and your staff to get ready for this all off-season long. The depth of this conference is such a challenge. Talk about, you know, rising up to the level of this great conference.
Well, I think Wofford is the class of the league in football, and they've really done a great job, and they've done a great job recruiting as well and coaching, and they're extremely talented. I think Furman has stepped it up and really played really as good a football as anybody in the country at the 1 FCS level at the end of the season, the way they were finishing. So those two start off as the preseason favorites, but every team's tough. You know, Robert Riddle, the starting quarterback at Mercer, we tried to recruit here, and when he turned us down, we got Reese, and I'm happy we did. But Robert's a good quarterback as well, who we respect a lot. But I think top to bottom, the SoCon's as gifted and talented as any team going, and, you know, it's great to have a natural rivalry in the Citadel that we get to play every year. And, you know, at VMI, we don't do ordinary, so it's great to be in the SoCon.
What's your message to fans as they get ready for action here in a few weeks, coming out here to Foster Stadium, for what they can expect from this 2019 VMI football team?
I think the VMI football team is above what maybe their expectations are. I think we're better than what they think they are. And again, I think what you have to realize with our guys, they're going to give you everything they got, every play. The VMI football team's never going to say die. And what's even better is that when these guys are done playing football and they graduate, they're going to have jobs in this nation that change the world. Some of them will be military officers. Some of them may even be generals. Some are going to lead corporations and be CEOs. Some are going to be doctors and lawyers. But, you know, every one of them is going to make a positive impact on society and do things the right way. So I would encourage them, come cheer them on at what they do and understand how hard they work to be the best that they can be at football. And I look forward to seeing them here at Foster Stadium.
You hear there from VMI football coach Scott Wackenheim. And, you know, the way he finished that, I got to say personally, is I was going to write a column about this. I think I want to avoid it. But, you know, when I started my work with VMI, This is my fifth season. I've gone back and confirmed it in the break there. Went back and confirmed. This is my fifth season working with VMI football, and my fifth season overall, fifth sports season working with VMI athletics. I do. I'll be doing soccer again this fall for the second season, men's and women's soccer. In the spring, I'll be doing my fifth season of baseball. So when I started this trek, though, it was interesting. I mean, on a personal level, you know, when I started with VMI, I was a big boy. I was 300 pounds, and I said, you know what? If I'm gonna have a chance to make myself something in this business, and I'm starting late. I'm starting late. Now I'm 5 years into this now, but I was in my early 40s, at least trying to get into TV and radio broadcasting. You know, when most of the folks who do this, they go to college, get a broadcast journalism degree, then they go straight into it. After that, they work their way up. And here I am, you know, 20 years later than those young men and young women trying to do the same. But the first thing I did was went out and lost 100 pounds. I wanted to look good. I wanted to feel, you know, and be stronger, have more endurance for long football games, long baseball games, the busy schedule you have. So I lost the 100 pounds. I did do that. I've been working on my craft, I try to get better every year, try to get better every game. And the goal was, for me, I've covered ACC sports as a writer since getting out of college. That's where I went. I went the writing route. And I did that starting at the age of 22. Now for me, that's 25 years ago. So the goal for me would be to, I knew around 2014, 2015, there was talk about an ACC network that ESPN was working on with the ACC that will come online in a few years. Hey, maybe I'll put myself in position. I do some good work with VMI. Perhaps I'll have a chance to jump in and do some stuff with the ACC network. If I improve as a broadcaster, if I can look the part better, maybe there'll be a chance. Well, I've had great experiences at VMI, and I've really come to love what I do there and love everything about VMI culture. I'm a UVA grad, so they've embraced me despite that, I guess. There's always been a friendly rivalry between those two institutions. I'll say that this spring, I'm actually made contact with a couple of folks regarding a potential opportunities with ACC Network, and it was made pretty clear to me that that's not going to be in the cards for me. And so I faced a crisis, and I didn't tell anybody these things. I faced a little sort of internal crisis, like, well, the reason I did all the stuff I've done the last 5 years in terms of the broadcasting was to have a shot at a job with the ACC Network. And so, again, I didn't say anything to anybody, but I kind of thought maybe I'll just kind of hang it up this year. There are other things I can do in my life, perhaps. I've been very fortunate. Jerry Ratcliffe and I co-wrote a book on the UVA basketball national championship. It's doing really well. Maybe I'll kind of focus some energies back into writing. If broadcasting doesn't work out, it hasn't worked out. maybe I'll just kind of move on. So what you heard there at the end from Scott Wackenheim talking about, the special young men at VMI. And young women too. I mean, because he's talking about his young men, the football players. But I also, I broadcast. The women's soccer. I'll be doing my second season of that coming up here in a few weeks. I've done water polo, which is a great program at VMI. The women's water polo program at VMI is nationally ranked, very successful program. I mentioned what really stands out to me about VMI, the place, is kind of a lot of the same things that stand out to me about UVA. As an alum and as a person who covers UVA sports, certainly at the ACC level, the Power 5 level, you do see some athletes make a transition from the college level to the pro level and do a great job at that. But even those folks who do that, the Malcolm Brogdons and the Chris Longs of the world, are going to do greater things after their sports careers are over in terms of being leaders in the community, in the world. And then the folks who don't make it to the pro level in their sports, the UVA athletes that I know, so many of them are also making the world a better place. VMI does that. VMI produces young men and young women who are going to be leaders in the world. The sports are great. The sports rah-rah, everything else. But it's the character of the young men and young women that's so important. And so you hear Coach Wackenheim talk about that. I'm asking him about what fans can, expect from his football team. And he says, here's what you can expect. They're going to be military officers. They're going to be CEOs. They're going to be doctors and lawyers. They're going to change the world. Oh, and they're going to play football. And then after I turned the video off, and we were chatting afterwards, Coach Wackenheim thanked me for the positive vibe that I try to give on the broadcast. This will be, again, my fifth season. My tenure at VMI working radio and one TV game a year coincides with his career. This is his fifth season as a coach. And he talked about how, you know, he gets feedback from folks all the time about the positive approach that the radio crew takes to the games. And, you know, the team has had a 6-38 record in his four seasons, but I'm not even selling you something when I'm telling you, you know, how positive. I mean, I see it. There was the season, I guess it was 2016, the 3-8 team that had three other games with leads in the fourth quarter that they should have won, and, you know, sometimes you just don't win a game. That could have been the season where things turn around and the winning season happened. Last year, there were four games I counted that, you know, came down to that last play, and then a fifth game where VMI was, you know, lost the game by 10 points. That was a one-play game with 2 minutes to go. I'm not just telling you something that's not true. I really believe that these guys are going to turn it around this year. But, you know, to hear Coach Walk say, wow, I get a lot of feedback, and they love what you do, and to thank you for everything. Yeah, you know, it really caught me. I mean, I actually called my wife on my way back to my car and said, wow, they really do appreciate me. There are people listening. They do pay attention. And so, you know, I kind of felt bad that I'd kind of gone all summer thinking, man, I guess I don't know what I'll do. I'm not going to come back and do the games. I'd already committed to doing games. Wade Branner, if you're listening, but obviously we communicated. But I really did have a crisis of confidence just because I thought, you know, where I wanted to go with this isn't where I'm going to end up. What do I do next? And Coach Walk, hey, he kind of talked me off the ledge professionally. You know, that's great. So, you know, I can see where his positivity, his optimism can seep into that program. He's got a tough row to hoe here. You know, a team that's won one game in the last two seasons, but 16 starters back. He talked about it. You heard him. 9 starters on defense. I mean, he's got me believing. So next we'll talk with Reese Udinski, the record-setting quarterback. I say record-setting. Man, if there's a record in VMI football, he set it last year. The air raid offense of Brian Shepherd, the offensive coordinator, he the first VMI quarterback to throw for over 3,000 yards in a season. Udinski did it last year. He completed over 300 passes. He averaged 47.5 attempts per game, two games over 70 attempts, two other games over 60. Air raid indeed. And, you know, what VMI was able to do in a SoCon with so many, there's such a variety of offensive approaches in the SoCon. You go from the wishbone with Citadel. They do a traditional, just triple option wishbone, just basic, down your throat with running the ball. There are a number of teams, the Furmans and Woffords of the world, that are pro style, that primarily run the ball, but they make you respect the passing game. VMI is that other extreme. It's a Big 12 offense. It's you know, that air raid comes from Mike Leach, and you know, so many teams out in Midwest and West. Southwest and West play this style of offense. You don't see very much in the SoCon. So, you know, VMI caught some people unawares last year. But, you know, you'll hear Reese Udinski talking here as we chat. You know, he was year one in that offense. He set all these records as he was still learning the offense. Now he comes back into junior in year two, and you know, now people are expecting some good things out of VMI offensively. Let's talk with Reese and get a sense of how he's preparing for the 2019 season.
So talk to me first about the expectations for this season for this team what your prospects are for 2019.
Yeah, so I mean, our expectations are every game we want to go in with a winning mindset. No matter who we're playing, you know, we expect to win, and you know, we want to have that mindset for every game.
Could you talk about the offense? You know, this time last year, it was still relatively new. You had a spring, you had summer, you know, workouts that you worked with the guys on your own. But now you have a whole season plus another spring plus another summer. How much more comfortable are you with the offense this year?
Yeah, absolutely. The extra year, you know, the first year I thought that a couple games, you know, the offense was moving really fast. And, you know, the first couple games I had to get used to the offense. But then as the year went on, I got a lot more comfortable. So this year, I think starting off the year right, you know, I feel really comfortable in the offense. I know what Coach Shep likes to do. I know what my receivers like to do. So I'm looking forward to getting off to a hot start and just carrying that throughout the season.
And I'm sure the thought process too, when you know you can be more in simpatico, so to speak, yeah, with Coach Shepherd in terms of play calling and that kind of thing. So, I mean, do you have a feel that, you know, this offense is ready to really shine this year?
Absolutely. You know, we we weren't satisfied with what we did last year. You know, there were some close games, and we felt like, you know, if we could have made a couple more plays, we would have won that game for our team. So I think this year, having a lot of experience, knowing what Coach Chubb likes to do, you know, we have a great relationship that we can win those close games.
Yeah, I was going to say that there were so many games last year that felt like, you know, second half, third quarter, fourth quarter, you guys were right in it. You know, with the fact that so many guys are back, both on offense and defense this year, do you think that, you know, there's a sense within the program that you guys are ready to, you know, to turn the corner in that sense?
Yeah, it's just that experience level. I think the past couple of years we just had young guys playing. We had freshmen playing almost every game. And this year those guys are now juniors and seniors. So, you know, it's just the experience of knowing what it's like playing in the SoCon, know what it's like playing college football, that I think will carry us throughout the season.
I know that the outsiders don't have a lot of expectations for what this team can do. Is that something that can be a positive for you guys, like a little chip on the shoulder to say we have to prove ourselves?
Yeah, it definitely has a chip on our shoulder. But, you know, we really just want to keep playing our game and keep focusing on ourselves. You know, we just want to get our own job done, and everybody just needs to do their own job. And, you know, we have our own expectations. Like I said, we expect to win every game. We just want to have that mindset. So going into the season, I know we're excited.
You hear there from Reese Udinski. So, oh yeah, the young man, he's quiet. He's got to be loud in the huddle, but he's confident. And there's a lot of reason for optimism, let's just say, about that offense going into this year. So now our last chat from Media Day, when we're talking with Reek Trotman. And Reek, he's a fun kid to talk with. Last year he was a senior, and I talked with him last year. He got hurt early, and so with the medical red shirt, he was given a medical red shirt. He had a chance to come back for a fifth year. Actually entered his name. You'll hear him talk about this. He entered his name in the transfer portal, and you know, VMI's lost some guys the last couple of years to that transfer portal. They've lost some grad transfers, and Trotman explored the option. But he's a talented young man, and one of the leaders in the SoCon. As a defensive player, a standout secondary man, a cover corner, so he threw his name out there, and he decided. He said, you know, after looking at it, I mean, he had there was a lot of upheaval. Obviously, you come back from injury, you got surgery, you got rehab. You know, there's some uncertainty there, but he said he looked around, and you'll hear him talk about this. But he looks around and says, you know what, I gotta stay with my boys, and you know, you'll hear us talk too. We'll talk about how, you know, you want to be part of something. I mean, it's just like me. I started broadcasting the games on the radio for VMI in Coach Walk's first season. Reek, this is his fifth season. He's a guy that's been there from day one with Coach Walkenheim, and he wants to see it turned around. So let's talk with Reek here.
Yep. So first off, this is your second go at a senior season, right?
Yes,
talk about your emotions as you get ready for this again, and I guess, and you know, how different is it than your preparations for last year?
This year, I've kind of like taken a different approach. You know, this summer I spent a lot of time working on mind, body, and spirit, and this year it's like, not really, I have no expectations set for myself. I just want to go enjoy the time that I have with my boys, you know, one last go around. It's a little different for me this year, you know. Lost my Dukes back in December, and like kind of been taking a toll on me building up to the season. So, you know, this season's dedicated for her. It's not about me, it's bigger than me. It's about winning. It's winning time in 1-9, as Coach Walk always says. So, you know, I'm really excited for this season and what's ahead of us.
So what made you decide? I mean, because you could have just decided that, you know, I'm either done with football, you've got your degree, right? So what made you decide that you wanted to do, you know, have one more run with this team?
You know, at first I was in the transfer portal, but, you know, after time of just thinking, I wanted to, you know, go to grad school and become a grad transfer, but just seeing my guys out there and, like, spending time with them, I just knew I couldn't leave them, you know. I have, like, laid a foundation here. I've been here through it all, and it just didn't feel right leaving. And these are my guys, these are my boys, and, you know, just wanted to end my career the right way and end it with these guys.
And I'm sure you want to be part of the turnaround here too,
yes,
right?
Sir,
talk
yes,
about
sir.
That if you could.
Yeah, the energy here is just different. You know, we faced a lot of adversity these past few months, you know, with the departure of some of our guys. And, you know, we have a great coaching staff. Coach Roberts and Coach Scott came in for the secondary, and the secondary is just complete change in the environment and the culture. The offense, you know, is electrifying. Coach Shepard does a really good job with the guys. I expect them to put up 40 points, 50 points a game this year, you know. It's going to be exciting. The defense is just all around, like, the mentality has just changed here, you know. Before it was like, okay, we think we can win, but now we believe we can win and we know we're going to win. So expect a lot this year.
talk about your recovery from the injury. I'm sure you've had a few months now, obviously, to get through that, but talk about where you are.
It was, I had surgery back in April, and I had to recover. You know, I've been spending a lot of time with our trainer, Ryan Eddy, doing an anti-gravity treadmill, doing a lot of rehab on my ankle, just building up the strength. And right now, you know, I'm feeling better than ever. You know, I put on some weight. I've gained probably 24 pounds this summer in muscle. I feel a lot faster. I just feel a lot better, you know, just ready to go out and have a great senior season.
Now talk about your defense. You were talking a little bit earlier, but you know, you guys are so familiar with each other.
Yeah, you know,
you got guys back.
Yeah, we returned about 10 people that played significant time on the defense. You know, I'm excited to be back with my boy Caleb Tucker on the other end of me. You know, AJ Smith's back there with Najee Lawrence at safety as well. So, you know, I'm expecting a lot of our secondary this year. We're veterans, you know, we're experienced, we're ready to go. Expect to turn the ball over, get a lot of turnovers this year. Interceptions for touchdowns, fumbles. Our linebackers are like better than ever, in my opinion. You know, you got EB in the middle, Liam Cawthon, Brett Howell, Ethan Calciberry Esper. You know, it's just, I think it's going to be really good. And our D-line is probably the best D-line I've seen since I've been here. You know, you got Warren Dabney, Jared Richmond at the bottom. That's my other fifth-year man, you know. So we came back for a reason, and we're going to make sure we get the job done this year. Excited what Coach Clark has brought to the table with us. He believes in us a lot. You know, we're doing a lot more things with us. So I expect a lot of things to happen this year.
Oh, last question here. What expectations for this season as far as this team? And you know, I know that, you know, maybe outsiders aren't looking at a lot of potential for success here, but I'm sure inside you guys are ready to play some football.
Inside, we're just worried about one thing, and that's winning. You know, coming together and winning. You know, I'm not going to like throw out any numbers of how much we're going to win. I just know we're going to win, and we're going to do it quite often this year.
And that's Reek Trotman. So yeah, what a excellent young man. I mean, I'm at a loss for words. He's so positive. And that's what the vibe, I guess I can now that we're wrapping up the podcast here, I'll kind of, yeah, the feeling this week at Media Day, it was different. I've gone down for the last several because, you know, when I work the radio games, I want to have a rapport with the folks around. So, you know, and last year, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty. The team last year was coming off an 0-11 season. Now, they only won one game last year, but again, we're so much more competitive in 2018, even with that 1-10 record. You know, last year you had Brian Shepard coming in as a new offensive coordinator. He had, you know, there was a quarterback battle. We didn't know who was going to be the quarterback. Whoever was going to be was going to have trouble at the outset just trying to, you know, learn everything. Defense was gutted by losses to graduation, a couple of grad transfers leaving out. You know, they had to play a very vanilla defense. Got better as the season went on, but, you know, last year was, I mean, year four, you kind of find in programs of a coach can be a tough year. You know, UVA's got Bronco Mendenhall going into year four, and things are really loaded for him this year. I'm thinking back to George Welsh, you know, the UVA coach who turned things around back in the 80s. Year four was sort of a whole year for him. You know, you had success, and then that's when your first recruiting class really is getting older. You know, year four can be a turning point year. Justin Fuente, we'll find out with him at Virginia Tech. This is his year four as well. Well, for year four for Coach Wackenheim, he had just a roster still full of freshmen and sophomores with some losses to graduation, attrition, some guys leaving early. And so this is sort of his this year five team, 16 returning starters, a two deep that's got a lot of experience. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to say they're going to win the SoCon. The SoCon is the toughest conference in FCS football. It's top to bottom. It's as good as anything. It's the black and blue division. As we saw last year, you can play good football and have a bad record in the SoCon. That's how good it is each week. It's just so tough. The margin of error is so small. But this VMI team is going to be competitive, and they're going to win some games this year. And, you know, I'm going to put it at Reek Trotman, as we were wrapping up there, he said, I'm not going to put a number. I'll put a number. I think they're going to win six games. I really do. God, I'm crazy. But, you know, there's six games on a home schedule. There's some winnable games. There's two tough ones. I mean, there's two 1A FBS games, Old Dominion and Army. That'll be tough. I mean, that's, you know, those are, you start the season off thinking, you know, that might be 0-2. We got to go 6-4 or 6-3 the rest of the way, I guess it is, to get to that 500 mark. But I think they can do it. I think they can win six. I love the offense. The defense will be better. Special teams, you heard Coach Bonk talk about it earlier, is got veteran guys coming back. They know their places. They know what the situation is. I think the special teams is actually pretty good. The special teams, in my opinion, is comparable to the ACC teams I see week in, week out. I think they can do it. And now we'll see if they can avoid the injury bug, cut down on turnovers, play some defense, chuck the ball around a little bit. VMI should at least be fun this year. Let's just put it that way. So, wrap up the podcast. I want to thank you for listening, and our schedule starts with VMI. I want to say my first game with the Keydets is the home opener on September 7th, I believe that is, and I've got a schedule of games. We'll put a schedule up for the games I'll be working, radio and TV. Put that up on the website. Man, looking forward to it. So thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. There's going to be more podcasts from us this weekend coming up. We'll share, there's going to be a UVA-themed sports podcast. And then, of course, every Friday I talk with Jerry Carter. We'll put that one up separately as well. So a lot, hopefully, to get you through the weekend.